Hey guys, this is Whitney and you're listening to Meet the Owner. Today I have with me super, super, super cute guest. She is a fashion designer, she's a buyer, fashionista, creative director, a visionary, and she is the founder of House of Chic. I have Tawana Morris with me, better known as She's So Fly. Tawana, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am so good. I'm so happy to have you with me today.
Thank you.
I know today has been like kind of crazy for both of us and getting schedules together and finally getting in the same room.
I know.
But I want to say thank you for getting here. How was your day today?
Good, good, good. Just running around.
Yeah.
I have an event with Verizon tomorrow. So just like getting myself together, manicure, pedicure.
Nice.
Mind prepping myself for tomorrow's panel. So really excited about
that
it.
That should be fun.
Yeah, it should be good.
That should be fun. I saw the posting about it, the unplugged panel session. And they've been having a few of those.
Yeah, so it's been me and the three other guests that they've done the From the Ground Up events. So it was really cute. It was a good turnout, I think, for all three events. So now we're just gathering everyone up together and we're just having like a panel. So just panel discussion, which is better for me. Like I think that environment is just better for me. The last time I just was like thrown in there, like speak for an hour or so. And I was like, so this is more like engage with the audience
than
Q&A.
So. And I'm sure they're going to come with questions. And I know I have questions for you. And I know the listeners are going to have so many questions. So that's good. You guys are going to be at that panel session.
Yeah.
And they'll be able to ask you whatever they want to ask you about, of course, fashion and business and all that good stuff. So I want to get into some really, really fun things about like how you started, how you came up with the business, the name, and just, you know, your journey to where you are today, actually here in New York, because I know you used to live in LA.
Yes.
I want to talk about that. So how did this brand come about, or what made you think about starting this fashion business?
I always knew I loved fashion. So a little background. So I went to college. I went to Cal State University, Northridge.
Okay.
And I was that like professional intern. I didn't really work too much in college. I had like internships. Like I really couldn't get much of a job, but I could get an internship.
Okay. So wait, where was that school?
In California, in LA, in the Valley.
Okay,
so yeah. So Cal State Northridge, went there, interned in just about every field. I interned in production. I was a talent agency intern. I mean, everything you can think of, a PR, because I used to think I wanted to be a publicist, did all that, everything except fashion.
Okay.
So I was always good at like fashion and, you know, doing hair and stuff like that. But I'm like, I should just do hair. But I was like, well, I'm in college already. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I can't just drop out of college and go to
and
hair school.
And just do hair, right.
So, so I finished that. And then I was just kind of like trying to like find myself, like, you know, like after college, because I had done
all these internships.
Right. You
we
know, I had a BA in social science. Okay. So totally unrelated. And as usual. And then so I worked in mental health maybe like a year out of college.
Okay.
Hated it. And then I'm like, okay, so I was talking to one of my friends. I always knew I loved fashion. She's like, Tawana, why don't you be a stylist?
Okay.
I'm like, me, a stylist? Like, because I always thought it was just like a personal thing for myself.
Okay.
Maybe a little selfish. Okay. But I always thought it was just something that I like to do like for myself. So she's like, you want to be a stylist? I'm like, maybe I can try that. So I was like, okay. So I was like, but I wasn't ever really that well connected. I didn't go to fashion school. I didn't have any friends in the industry. So I'm like, what am I going to do? So I literally got in front of my computer and like typed up this kind of like generic beg for help type of email.
Okay.
And I was like, I'm a beast at Google. So I Googled who's Rick Ross's stylist, who's Usher's stylist, who's Jay-Z stylist, and I was just finding all these stylists, and then because I'm a beast at Google, I'd find their email, and I was literally just sending out emails.
And all the information is there. Whatever you need to know, it's
there. Everything is Googleable. But yeah, so I end up sending out these emails, like basically like, hi, I'm an aspiring stylist, and can I intern for you? Kind of like the same messages I get kind of today.
Okay.
And you know, and some people bit. And well, actually, yeah, a couple people bit, like, you know what I mean? And then I end up reaching out to this one stylist name. It was so crazy. His name was Roger McKenzie. I'll never forget him.
Okay.
I never even met him. And he ends up hooking me up with another lady, Princess Vines. She's actually out of New York as well. And then she was actually my first big help getting started in like styling. So I was assisting her for a while and that worked out really well. And I just ended up gaining my own contacts and then styling on my own. So yeah, that was how it was for me. I just kind of was just writing letters, like begging for help, like, please, 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 please. And then I Yeah, just started assisting other stylists and then
nice.
Started making my own contacts. Yeah. Cool. In fashion. So
cool. And so at that point you knew that I didn't think that I wanted to work in fashion, but now that you were into it, you're like, yes. Okay, this is not so bad.
Yes. So I was like, okay, this is it. This is cool fashion. So I'm like getting people dressed. I remember I was working with like Angela Simmons and I'm like getting people dressed and I'm like, wow, they look beautiful, but like I want to get dressed too. It was literally like, I'm like, I knew I was close. I'm like, wow, this is cool. I go shopping. It was like, I want to wear this you stuff too. Wanna, like, exactly, I want to get my makeup exactly. done. You know what I mean? So I feel like I was close. And then like styling was a lot and it's good, but it was a lot. So House of Chic used to be my blog. So right when Instagram first started, you know, I was just regular. I'm just posting pictures. And then I remember when I got like my first 100 likes, I'm like, wow. You know, I didn't understand it. You know, right. I'm like, wow, like these people like me, like, okay. So then I started gaining followers and I'm like, wow, like this is crazy. I didn't understand it at first. You know, I'm like just little old me.
Yeah.
So I was like, let me just start a blog. So House of Chic used to be my blog.
Okay.
And I
did you know much about blogging when you started it?
I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't really know anything about it. I think I've read a few blogs.
Okay.
I wasn't even an avid blog reader because I knew like people wanted to know more about me. They had, exactly. I used to get so many DMs. I'm like, okay, let me just start a fashion blog. So
just answer those questions.
Yeah. So I started the fashion blog and it went really good. I got a really good response. And how I came up with the name, I think you're going to ask me that too.
Yes.
When I'm trying to find a name, I always pull out a thesaurus.
Okay.
And I was just like, let me find like names and like different fashion names. Then I don't know. I just House of Chic. I don't know. Cause like I always like thought like, okay, I'm chic. That's what I always called my personal style. Like, okay. So that was already like set in stone. Like I knew I wanted to be something chic. And then, I don't know. I just kind of like, House of Chic, it just came.
It just came.
Yeah.
Well, it's definitely like a cool and like hip kind of fashionable name.
Yeah.
And it rings a bell and it's like House of Chic.
Yeah.
It sounds like a powerhouse.
Does it?
Like,
okay, that's what I was going for.
Fashion, and then it sounds like it can be beauty brands and shoes and like so much more. I'm sure you're gonna do much more.
Totally.
So you came up with the name, and is that when you started your online store, or did it start on Instagram, or how did that process kind of work once you found the name and you're like, okay, I'm gonna transition this from a blog to...
So I woke up one day, like 27, 28. Most of my friends are like a year older than me.
Okay.
So like I was 28. I just already had it in my head that I was turning 30. Okay. So I was 30.
Okay.
So I was like, you know, I just always wanted to just wake up on that day when I'm 30. And like, I was having a midlife crisis at like 28.
As we all do.
If you're not having a midlife crisis at 28, something's wrong. Or wherever. You know what I mean? Somewhere before you're 30, something's wrong. It's totally natural. Everyone always asks me. So I was like, okay, what am I going to do? Styling was so freelance. It wasn't consistent. You know what I mean? Like I needed to do something that was, you know, revenue wise, like consistent. So I'm like, okay, what can I do? So I'm thinking, what am I good at? I knew I wanted to use social media because I had a little bit of a following at the time. So okay, I'm going to use social media. What am I going to do? Like, what am I good at? So I know I'm good at hair. I know people like me for my hair. So I was like, either I was going to sell, do something
with your hair. Is always,
thank
always
you.
On point. I love it.
Thank you. So I'm like, okay, can I do something with hair? Can I do something with fashion? So I'm like, okay, well, and then I had this thing where I always wanted to do things, but I just never tried. I always talked myself out of things. You know what I mean? So I'm like, okay, one day I said, you know what, Tawana, just try something. And if just it doesn't work, that's okay. But you're not going to get anywhere if you don't try. And that's I had that last talk with myself and I'm like, okay, try it, do it.
Nice.
I didn't even really know it was going to really do so well. I thought like, this probably won't work. It's okay. This will be your first thing, Tawana.
Yep.
It's okay. You'll just move on to something
that's how
else.
Happens.
Like that's what I was that's thinking, you know? So yeah, so I had just decided like, you know what, let me just try this. And then literally it just took off. Everyone, like, they trusted me. And I think that's what made my transition and my business be successful as fast as it did, because people trusted my fashion sense. They trusted me with fashion. And they wanted to see, like, what I delivered. You know what I mean? So I think it was easy for me to use social media to you know, make that into
I agree. I agree. Because it's like when they can see what you're wearing and what you have on and they already take your word for it and they take your advice, it's like, okay, she's selling something. I'm going to buy it because... Like you said, I trust her. I trust what she's going to do.
Yeah.
So how long have you been in business?
So it's been 3 years now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow,
and you've seen so
believe.
Like super fast success in those 3 years.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Again, like you said, with social media and especially Instagram, that really does help. And because you get to connect with so many people, it's like, it really, really helps the business. And I see that you go on Instagram Live a lot, which is like amazing because you give your... I don't know what you want to call them, your fans, your viewers, your customers, clients, whatever. You give those people that follow you a sense of like, I can see what she's doing every day. Like, I know what she's doing. I know, you know, like, they really get the day in the life of Tawana.
Yeah.
Which is so cool.
Yeah, I really like it. I really like going on live.
I can tell. You're, like, always on there.
I feel like I'm just talking. You know what I mean? And people like personality. I don't know. I just kind of, like, relax. And I like, I feel like everyone's my friend. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. It's honest. Like, I really feel like everyone's my friend. And we're, like, it's just casual conversation. Yeah. And I'm just kind of, like, talking about things that I love and, like, hair, makeup. Like, I'm not a makeup artist, but I love makeup. I do. So, yeah, I just kind of, like, engage with them. And we just, like, talk like girl talk. One time we were supposed to do, like, a wind down Wednesday.
Yo, really? Did like, you do it?
I think so. I think I got like wine one day. Like, okay, girls, everybody get their wine. I was like sitting on my bed.
That's
like,
so cute.
We
though.
And conversation gets so crazy sometimes on live. Like, boys usually are not allowed.
Okay.
And
you hear it, that, guys?
Yeah, boys usually aren't allowed. They can just watch sometimes and not make too much noise. But yeah, she's like girl talk. We talk about everything from like relationships, try on things in my closet. We all get excited about that. And like,
yeah, I saw you the other day and you were like, this is a cute, and you tried on another.
Because I really want advice. Like, so come on, guys, let me know. So you know what I mean? So, yeah, just like my friends.
And guys were like, no, the red one, the red one. I was like, yes, the red one. I was on there like, yeah, the red one. But it felt so interactive and it felt so like, oh my gosh, like she's doing this photos and also on live, and we can see what you're doing and what you're wearing, like how you styled certain things.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is fun. Like, she does this a lot, and it's a really good way to interact with those people that follow you and trust you.
Thank you.
And want to be nosy and want to know what you do.
Yeah.
All the time.
So I don't mind.
Yeah, that's definitely good. What are some of the challenges to running a fashion business that you've encountered since the start of your brand? Like, think that, because I'm sure you get tons of questions from people about like how to start a business and what should you do. So what would you tell your listeners and my listeners? Like, what would you tell them that's one of the challenges to starting an online business and being successful in that?
I would say for one, you have to just get your everything in order from the beginning. Let's start there. Like before you even take pictures, before you do everything, you have to get like your books together. You have to get your accountant. You have to get your, because you don't want to play with IRS.
Exactly.
So you want to get all that stuff in order and just kind of not jump into it before you get all the back end together. Because people get so caught up in like, you know, what it looks like from the outside and just not realizing like this stuff is kind of more important.
It's real.
I mean,
work.
It's really important. You know what I mean? To have the back end together. Exactly. And then as far as like kind of like budgeting is like really, really important. And that was a challenge in the first phase of my business.
Are you a good saver? Guys, she really took this long. She took a long pause.
I am
be
okay.
Honest. Be honest.
I was thinking, like, do I lie? I'm just lying. No, I am getting a lot. I'm a good saver. I'm okay.
Scale of 1 to 10.
7.
Let me tell you. I started out as a -3. And then I went up to, like, a 2.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
then right now I'm probably at, like, a 4.5.
Yeah.
But I'm...
Oh, my God.
I'm bad. I'm bad. I'm at a 4. I'm at a 4.5. I'm so bad. But saving is really, it's really a mental thing.
It is.
And it takes constant practice. Because there are many times where I want to just like spend here, buy this, buy that, whatever. I don't care. Mm-hmm. But it's like, okay, let me like really focus on what I need to do and what I need to spend on. And like, you know, so... You're good though. 7 is good.
I mean, maybe. Yeah, I think I'm honestly about a 7, but I've came a long way though. Like I used to be blow money fast. Like that was really like who I was just being younger. Like, you know, I just have grown a lot like into a woman, and just I think the past maybe few years, maybe about 4 or 5 years now, I've just been about just being more responsible.
Yep.
I think that is really more so saving. Okay, I think it all goes hand in hand. I've just been trying to be really, really responsible, especially after opening up my business. This was my first business, and I've learned a lot about myself, like having my own business, and I've learned about who I am. You know what I mean? I feel like it was... I didn't know who I was before, like in business, because I never had one. You know what I mean? Never so it was just, this was just a lot like growing and finding out who I was. And I just always wanted to be responsible.
Yes.
Well, I just wanted to be a certain type of woman. You know, like I wasn't before. I was blowing money fast and I was just credit cards max. You know what I mean? Back in the day. But I just kind of like, I think turning, it was all into my growth of like becoming a more of a woman.
Nice.
And I just wanted to be a certain type of woman. I feel like that's what I always had in back of my mind. Like even when I was just blowing money fast, needed the newest, most expensive pair of Louboutins, like I was just now I just kind of just more responsible. Even the way I shop, even my fashion sense is more just responsible. Even when it comes to like the type of things I like to buy for myself, I try to buy like more classic pieces because, you know, stuff that's going to last me longer. You know, versus like when I was younger, I wanted like the show bags. You know what I mean? The show bags that I would never wear again. You know what I mean? Because it's like old, like versus buying something classic. You know what I mean? So, you know, spend more. I mean, spend less. Have more. Or you don't want to be less. Spend less. Have more long term.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. And that makes sense. Guys, you heard her. Save, save, save. Spend less, save more. Although I will say, and I just talked about this on Twitter, that saving money makes you no money. I think investing your money
totally
makes the most sense and it makes you money. I think saving money, just having it sit there, it makes you no money.
Yeah, totally.
It's good to have and to have that cushion to say, I have money in the bank. Yes. But I think investing your money and actually putting your money to where it matters and to where you can get a return is so much better.
And if you're doing that, you will, I mean, you don't want to like invest every dime, but once you do that and you're more consistent on that and you see that money flip, you want to keep doing it.
So you were talking about keeping track of the books, making sure all the back end stuff is good. And that's like the most important part of
And budgeting as well. You know what I mean? Like learning who I was as a businesswoman, like, if you have this sort of business, like as far as like fashion, and you're like a real fashion girl like me, like, of course, you're shopping and you forget sometimes you can't shop for yourself. You have to shop for your business. For the business. And I feel like it's hard for a lot of people to decipher, like, OK, are you shopping for yourself or are you shopping for the business? But you know what I mean? Like sometimes when I'm out, even it happens to me today, like when I'm out shopping, like, oh, my God, this is cute. This is cute. I want to wear this on Saturday. Like sometimes I have to say, OK, so I want to woosah. And it's harder for real fashion girls. You know what I mean? This is not for me. This isn't for my Instagram post. This is for the business. So I have to make the best decision for my business. And I feel like it was hard for me. It was hard in my first phase of my business, just buying too much. You know what I mean? Like sometimes like you can buy too much and you can spend more than you're making, or you can like spend your money before you make it. You know what I mean? So these were lessons that I went through and it was just crazy.
I'm sure.
Just kind of like having that balance and really budgeting.
I'm taking note on that because I'm currently working on a very, very like strict budget and just making sure I'm bringing in the new year off on a good foot and, you know, just crossing my T's, dot my I's. So that's definitely some good advice of budgeting. So what's one question that you get often?
The same question over and over again. How do you start an online business? Where do you shop? Where are the vendors?
How do you give that information? Do you tell people exactly what? Or are you like, I Googled, you can Google?
I don't really mind sharing at all because I'm not like that. I feel like always was meant for you, always be for you. And it's you know, sharing is caring. And I feel like I didn't know where to go in LA. You know what I mean? I just have to figure it out. No one told me what hot spot was the hot store. No one really wants to share. It's like this big secretive thing. And it's really not that big of a deal. Do you get that? Do you get that? Yeah. It's like everyone's like, it's this big secret. And I got the same feeling. Like no one wants to say like where the street was you go. And it's like, I'm from LA. You know what I mean? So it's like, mind you, I'd never been down there. I never really like downtown. Like for me with House of Chic, it was always about selling a look. You know what I mean? And I think that's what separated House of Chic from other boutiques is I feel like I have a little style. Maybe not saying everybody doesn't, but I feel like my style, I'm not selling that shirt. I'm selling a look.
You're selling the entire thing from the shirt, the top.
It always worked.
The bottoms, even the shoes if they wanted to.
Exactly.
And your hair and makeup is always done. So that's a part of the look too. So if they wanted that, it's like you guys can get it all.
Yeah.
You can get it all. Yeah. Want to talk about your recent move to New York City.
Yeah.
How long has it been now?
No, it's been since March. But
March.
But I've been back and forth to LA.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. So you're officially...
I am officially in New York.
What made you decide to make the move?
Well, it was always a bucket list type of thing for me.
Really?
It was always bucket list. I've been back and forth to New York since I was about like 21 years old.
Okay.
Me and my friends was something that we always did. So I was very familiar with New York City. I've been always been back and forth. Like me and one of my best friends, we would have the time of our lives and come back home like, oh, we're moving to New York. We would do it every single time. Like, we're moving. And I'll be like, yeah, we're moving. And then I'll be like, look at the prices. I'll be like, we ain't moving.
But you know the funny thing is? I say that about LA. And I'm like, I want to move to LA. LA is just so beautiful. I love it. It's so laid back. It's what I want to do. Go to LA. Have fun. Come back to New York. And I'm like, yes, I'm back. I'm back in New York. Let's work. I'm ready to work. Let's go. And it's just like that fast pace. And I'm like, why did I want to leave New York? I don't know. But I say it all the time. So that same emotion that you have, like, we're moving to New York, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm moving to LA. And then I'm like,
But I didn't feel like that. I just felt like, how am I going to do that? You know, right. I just feel like I was on an adrenaline rush when I got back because I never really wanted to leave because I just had so much fun out here, you know?
Yeah.
So I just kind of got back to reality. Like, I don't know if I can move like right now. Like, not right now. Like, maybe like let me save a little bit.
Yeah.
But so, and then what happened was, so me and my best friend, we would come out here literally all the time, like every month or I don't know how often, for years. And then one day she like came back. We came back together and she's like, I'm moving. I'm like, I know, me too, right? And then she like gave her job for 2 weeks. Like, we used to be neighbors in the same building, and she like gave her 30. I'm like, wait, like you're really leaving? Uh-huh. And she really did. And she's been out here like 5 years now.
Nice.
So, and then I have another best friend who we met actually in LA. Okay. And she's from here. And okay. Then she ended up leaving me and she came out here. So I'm like, okay, guys, yeah. I'm coming, okay? Like, I would fly out here, have fun with them for the weekend, and then I'm like, my friends are out there. Like, it's just a fun place. I feel like I love the energy in New York. Like, I feel like people from New York want to get to LA. People from LA want to get to
New
York.
That's true.
It's just true. That, I don't know. I just love New York City. It just makes me want to like go hard, and it's just like a hustle that I feel like you don't get anywhere else.
It is. It's
adrenaline.
If you're here, like, you have to be working. You should be working. If you're in this city with millions of people, you know, this is really not a city for you to stay home and lay in bed and like.
It's not. You don't even feel right.
You don't feel right.
That's why the apartments are big, because you're not even supposed to be home. You know what's so crazy? Years ago, I was on like a roof. I had like this thing that happened to me. I don't know. And I was like on a rooftop. I was like at a party or something out here. And then I remember looking down. It was probably like 5:30 when everyone's off work. I don't know what part of the city I was in. I think I was somewhere in Midtown. And like, I see all these people walking. I'm like, wow, like everyone's moving so fast. You almost feel like something's wrong with you if you're not moving.
If
you're not moving fast, like you're like, okay, hey, what's wrong with me? Because everyone's moving. So it kind of like gets you... You know, like it's going, like
let's go. You gotta go.
Like, if I'm not moving fast like everybody else, something's wrong.
Something's wrong. It's so funny. You said that's why the apartments aren't big. Guys, the apartments are not huge in New York City. I'm sure everybody knows this, but
that's true.
It's like these apartments are not made for you to like lounge and relax.
No.
It's like they're made for you to sleep
and go back outside.
And go back outside and get to work. And that's just basically
so wait, this is my first winter here. So are you still supposed to be outside when it's free?
So let me just tell you a little bit about New York winters, right? Last winter was not that bad, but New York winters are brutal. Like, they are seriously, like...
I'm cold just thinking about it.
You need 3 coats.
I said that today.
You need 3 coats.
It's not even cold right now. Like, it's cold
not.
For me.
This is not cold. This is like, oh, it's a little breezy.
Oh, it's cold.
And
to
it's
me.
Like 40-something.
I
was but
like, I don't even have any... Like, and I'm the queen of coats.
You're the queen.
I'm like,
you
I don't
are,
even,
but
I'm the
you
queen
need
of coats.
Like a real, like a
I know,
down.
I need a real, like a down. Yeah, I don't have one of those. That's a real coat. I don't
that's
have one of those.
That's a real coat.
I thought because I had a coat. I don't have a
coat. You thought you did. You have a coat for LA.
I have a cute coat. I'm like cute cold. No. And I said that, like, I gotta rethink this because, like, I always thought, like, oh, I wouldn't go to New York, it's cold. It's like, no, I like cute cold. Like, I wanna be no. Doesn't it look like I'm cold? Like, haha.
And that's the thing.
Like, I wanna take a picture, like, don't I look cold? But, like, when it's really cold, you ain't cute.
You probably won't even take a picture. You're gonna be like, I'm so cold. You're gonna have on a fleece hat, two
so
scarves. It's gonna hurt.
I know.
It's gonna hurt. And I can't even lie to you. I won't even lie. Like,
I'm scared.
I don't know. I don't want to scare you, but New York
well,
gets really
now.
Cold. Yeah. You're here now. Don't try to fly back to LA.
You know I'm
January.
You know
February.
I'm thinking it. Like I'm
this
out.
Woman is on flights every other day. Probably. I'm like, Tawana, what are you doing? Oh, I'm at the airport, about to go back to LA, and I'm like, wait, what?
I know. I don't even know where. She's like, what are you doing? Like 2 weeks. I'm like, girl, I don't know. Okay, I don't know where I'll be.
I'll be in LA.
Like, a couple days before. I don't know where I'll be. Yeah, I just sometimes like get up and like go. Up until now. I didn't really have a chance to get settled here because I was still running my business from LA. So literally, even when I moved out of my apartment, like I couldn't even, everything happens to me. So of course, like the day I decided to like move and they were supposed to ship my car, you guys had that fake blizzard. So my car couldn't, you know, it's just like
did
a
you say
delay.
Fake?
Well, of course, that's what they said.
A fake blizzard?
Remember like in March, it was supposed to be this crazy blizzard. And like,
oh yeah, you said a fake
That's
fake
what they said.
Blizzard.
That's what they called it. So yeah, so everything was like delayed. I couldn't even get on.
No.
All the flights were canceled. So I couldn't get on a flight for like a week almost. Because it was hard to get a flight. So it was just crazy.
Yeah. Because you know what? I think they really prepare for like, we had a blizzard that was so bad maybe like 3 or 4 years ago.
I think I remember
22
that.
Inches of snow.
Crazy.
Yeah, so I think they were preparing for something
exactly
like that.
Like,
so,
yeah.
Whoa, I'm happy that your car is here. You're
here.
You're
settled.
And the beauty of having your own business is that you could do what you do. You can get up and jump on a flight to LA if you want, or you could go to wherever and, you know, you could just do what you want. And that's amazing. Mm-hmm. So what's your biggest pet peeve in life? Not even just business.
Oh my God,
just in
hard.
Life. This
that's
is just
so
a life
many.
Question.
Pet peeves? this is not even about fashion. I hate when people chew with their mouth open. No, that is like...
That's good to know.
What? Like, don't do that around me. Like, oh, just makes me want to like... Ugh.
And the fact that
people... That was so left, I know, but honestly,
that's... No, it's good. I wanted to go left, but the fact that people actually still do that...
It's so gross. Like, what are you doing with your life? Like, why are you... Like, how old are you? Oh, I hate it. It's just like... Just want to strangle somebody.
Oh my God. So what are the three most important things in your life right now?
Right now, I think the three most important things, let me think. Number one is I just want to stay true to my vision. I want to just make House of Chic just a household name. So I have another business that I'm working on, another brand. So it's Page Six. So I'm working on that. So now that I have House of Chic all the way in New York settled, I have some pieces that I'm working on. So I can't wait to like show that to everyone and get that out there, because I've had a lot of people. I've been working on it for a minute. Well, people thought I was. Let me explain to us. So people really thought like, okay, so what happened was, I never really wanted to design like that. I don't know. I just kind of was just felt like it was just too much brain work. I think I was out here in New York and I just walked into the fabric store. And I'm like, it's just everything went up. I'm like, oh my God. And I started filling on this fabric and I'm like, oh, like this could be this. And like, I just got so excited.
Okay.
So I'm like, wow, like I think I probably do want to design. So I kind of just did my research and I'm like, just went and bought some fabric. I'm like, this could be fun. You know what I mean? So I went and bought this fabric that really excited me.
Okay.
And I'm like in the mirror trying it on. I'm like, so I just took a picture of the fabric, took bobby pins. Actually, not bobby pins for your hair, right?
Yes.
Bobby pins, okay. The hair ones. Pinned it, and I'm like, so I took a picture in it, and everybody's like, and I took photos on Instagram, right? I just wrapped fabric around me, and everybody's like, yes, I need that kimono. I'm like, kimono? It's a kimono?
You're like,
it's a kimono then. You know what I mean? So everybody's like, when's it available? I'm like, I don't even know how to even do this. You know what I mean? Everyone's like, when's it coming? I'm like, yo, I don't even know like how to do this yet. I don't know anything about designing. I don't know. I don't have any factories. You know what I mean? So everybody's like, when is this? So it's actually finally done. So I had to like, from that moment, I'm like, wow, like they're really interested. Like, what else can I make? So I started getting all these samples made, just kind of like, I almost wish I didn't put it out there. You know what I mean? That has a couple people like kind of knocked me off a little bit. Yeah. So I was like, okay, I shouldn't even have did that. I didn't know like people were going to bite it like that. I'm so like, sometimes I don't
you just don't think about.
I don't even think the reaction is going to be what it is. So yeah. So like from that moment, I had to like do my own research. Just like people hit me up and say, hey, how do you start a boutique? I didn't know how to like, how do I design? Like, what do I do? Where do I go? I'm in New York now. I'm not even in LA where I can like ask friends and go where they recommend me. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so I had to do my own research, find a factory, go through samples that weren't right and all that stuff. It was just a bunch of trial and error, which is going to happen. So yeah, now that I'm all done with that and I'm really
ready. So where did the name Page Six come from?
I think I'm just good with names.
Okay.
I think I'm just good with names.
I'm like, oh, that's a good name.
Okay, so let me tell you. So like after I was like, okay, I can do this. I can design. I can come up with like another brand. You know what I mean? So I'm like, okay. So what happened was I came up with these designs and I'm doing all this stuff and I'm like, okay, this is going to be good. I'm getting a good reaction, but like, oh my God, like I don't have a name. And I know how important the name is. Yes. You know what I mean? So I'm like, did I pray about it? Like, I don't know. Like, I think I did. I was like, I don't have a name. Like, it's so important to have a name. Like, I just believe that. You know what I mean? Yep. Like, the name is good. You got to really think about
it's
it.
True.
So I think I just was like, it just came to me. I promise you. So it just came to me like Page Six. I was like, okay, that's like
and
the biggest spread on the magazine, right? Like Page Six or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, okay, like Page Six, it sounds good. It sounds fashion. It sounds high end. And like it really I like does. It, right? So I'm like, okay. Of course, Page Six is taken because that's like a magazine for real. So I'm like, okay, so let's wordplay. You know what I mean? So let's like play around with different, you know, how the spelling and all that stuff. Yep. So I literally got I made the logo myself.
Okay.
On
the computer.
On the computer, playing around with different fonts, like spelled the way I liked it. And then I just found a font that I liked. And that was it. Because I knew I wanted it like text, like bold, black, and just really clean. Mm-hmm. So just did it. And I found it. I word played because, you know, it's PAIGSIXX.
XX.
So Page. So not Page, like PAGE. I just had to make it work. And then find a font that it looked well.
And it definitely works.
It works. So yeah, everybody's like, how'd you come up with a name? I'm like, I don't know. I just kind of like thought of it. So I think and I have a couple other little business names I came up with. So those might be coming out soon too. But
nice.
Yeah.
So nice. Just easy nice, like nice. That. So there you have it, guys. That's how she came up with the name. It just comes to her. So that's amazing though. Can't wait to see. We'll definitely be on the lookout for more to come for Page Six. So I wish we had so much more time because I feel like I have so much more to ask you, but where could we find you on social media?
So you can find me on social media. My Instagram is at She's So Fly. I'm not really a big fan of that name anymore, but She's So Fly. And then that's it, right? So my Instagram, She's okay. So Fly.
Okay,
and
cool.
Then you can find my boutique, House of Chic. It's houseofchicla.com.
Nice.
And yeah. Oh, and then Page Six. So it's PAIGESIXX_.
Nice. Well, guys, that has been our time. Tawana, thank you so much
you
for coming
so
on.
You are so welcome. This was so fun. I can't believe I was so nervous. This was easy.
I know, you're like, I'm nervous. Oh, my gosh. But it's so good, too. It's so much better when you get face-to-face and you can have that conversation and, like, talk it out.
Totally.
And, but I'll definitely have to have you back on the podcast to give us some more updates. Good. Talk to us about Page Six and your life in New York.
Love
but
it.
But thank you so much again.
You're
for coming
welcome.
On
thank you for having me,
guys. So that's our time for today. I'm Whitney and you're listening to Meet the Owner.